It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
AWR. We're welcoming the Pastor Lucas Sibanda on the phone. Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, and how are you too?
Very well, thank you. You good?
Yes, I'm doing well. How is everyone?
Everyone is fine. Pastor, let's just quickly go to it. We literally have so few moments. We're supposed to have connected with you some about 25 minutes ago. So we literally have like 4 minutes to finish this conversation, and we have a lot to talk about. We're talking about God and money. And of course, a significant portion of our lives, you know, revolves around earning, saving, giving and spending money. For that reason, our relationship with money isn't something we can just brush aside as unspiritual or unnecessary. So we're going to be discussing what exactly the Bible says about God and our relationship with money. So first off, what is the biblical perspective on wealth, Pastor?
It's clear from the word of God that wealth is something that we cannot do without. And as such, God himself, in creating the world, he actually, when he gave our first parents the Garden of Eden, the Bible says, and the gold of Eden was so good. And not only that, the garden itself was surrounded with rivers to water the garden. That is all but wealth.
Okay.
So we deduce from the Bible itself that God is very much concerned with his people earning or being gainfully employed. That's when you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 through 14. The Bible is devoted in this chapter to show the blessings that will pursue and overtake all those that trust God. Hence, it's clear from the biblical point of view that God is concerned in how we acquire and attain wealth. And actually, God is happy to see us multiplying. The Bible says, be fruitful and multiply, when God blessed our parents.
But the fruitful and multiplying that he talks about is just childbirth. It doesn't talk about money or wealth.
It's not really childbirth. The blessing itself was upon everything that these people were entrusted. Remember, verse 26 says, and God said, let us make men in our own image. And he made them his likeness. And then he gave them dominion over all living creatures, over all the inhabitants of the earth. Then he said, be fruitful and multiply.
I see.
So they were not to be only fruitful in terms of biological fruitfulness, but they were to be fruitful and multiply in everything that their hands find to do.
Right. Having heard what the Bible says about wealth, what does it say about poverty?
Poverty, when you go to the book of Proverbs, actually the wise Solomon says, those that are wise will even leave inheritance to their third generations. So we discover that poverty is not a really what God sanctioned for us, but poverty happens to humanity as a result of the great controversy we find ourselves in.
So it's not what God would have wanted to get into, but he could have prevented it, not so?
Not really. God wouldn't prevent it. By so doing, he would have actually avoided the issue of freedom of choice. Because of choice, because of how we choose to live our lives, that's why when you go to Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 15 through 30, the Bible talks of curses, poverty, and the sickness and everything being a direct result of God's curse. While we may not necessarily say a poor person has been cursed, but we are in poverty because of a cursed world, not because of a blessed world.
I see. All right. Now I hear you, Pastor. Unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it there. We're hoping that tomorrow we'll be able to connect on time so that we can actually go through these conversations and having time and really try to clarify some of these things. But for today, I really truly want to say thank you so much.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Blessings. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.